What's good, y'all?
We are Robin and Danny.
Or Danny and Robin.
And this is Two Black Girls Talking.
Welcome back to episode number 2 of Two Black Girls Talking. Today's topics are going to consist of what did our parents do to mess us up, both in big and small ways, and as well as why are we so insecure when we know that we are fine as hell?
Good questions. But before we get into those conversations today, last episode, we asked you guys if you had any questions, comments, or concerns about our topics to go ahead and let us know. And y'all really did let us know. So Danny posted a status on her Facebook page asking the question, would you loan out your spouse or your significant other for $80 million? I posted a poll on Twitter asking everybody over there how they felt about it. And 100% of our responses were, hell yeah. That was a literal choice. Hell yeah. And they agreed. Granted, it was only 3 votes, but they agreed with me, so I don't even feel bad. Not that I felt bad in the first place, but there are like-minded people who try to get that cash.
On the poll that I put up on Facebook, we had about 50 responses. And I'm going to say a solid 95% of those people all agreed with us, saying that my partner just going to have to take this L and we going to ride out the rest of our lives with this $80 million. And some of our favorite comments on that were to include, this isn't even a question. Yes. And then another person said, 80 million? It's just sex. Go ahead, bae. And then my personal favorite was, a duh. Fuck it. I throw myself in there as a free gift.
Threesome. That's the type of people that I could get behind because they understand we did not come here to play any means necessary.
And then another one was just like, yes, I will straight out pimp you out. And I believe tagged her boyfriend, husband, whomever that was. Savagery at its finest, guys. And then Samantha, whom is a mother herself, said, sure, it's for the family. My kids come first. They will be set for life. And then later in our conversation mentioned that she will be a rich ass pimp. And I'm here for it. It's all about the kids. We got to get this money so our babies can go to college. Like, I don't see the problem.
We did have one comment that had a stipulation that sure, she would loan out her dude for the $80 million. But her condition is that the person paying them had to kill themselves immediately afterwards because she don't want nobody to know that that's how they got their money. And I don't think anyone's going to agree to that condition, but you don't know if you don't ask.
My mom always said a closed mouth don't get fed. So, I mean, you lay that on the table. And personally, I agree with her. We could do this, but kill yourself when you
die. What you mean? You can tell everybody on my side. Tell them.
No, I don't need people knowing that we came up because my man got it.
What? I don't even care. Cause that means that you looked at my man and said, damn, that's worth $80 million.
You know what? I didn't even think about it.
Because every time I look at my man, I always think he's worth $80 million. I think he's worth more. So, you know, you looked at him and said, I got $80 million on it. And then I said, hell yeah, you do.
Do you need a receipt, boo?
Do you want to write this off on your taxes? I'm pretty sure there's like a
we can form a charity for this.
It's fine. But you can tell everybody, because at the end of the day, that still means that you just gave me $80 million and I'm fine with it. Y'all could be broke and judge me from the shore because I'm going to be on my private island minding my damn business. Like you should. The moral of the story is, Bill Gates, if you have any rich friends.
I thought he dead.
No, Bill Gates ain't dead. Shit, I hope. No. Bill Gates isn't dead. The Apple dude is dead.
Oh.
Fuck, okay. What's his name?
Steve Jobs. Some form of Steve. And then the name Jobs.
Yeah, so like, you know, if Bill Gates got a friend. Ooh, Rihanna's dating that billionaire. So if he has a brother.
Send him. Send him Robin's way,
baby. Baby, won't you come my way?
Diddy, if you're out there listening, send to a record deal as well. But we're going to go ahead and wrap up this conversation and get right into our topics for the day after this short break.
welcome back, guys. Thank you so much again for joining us here on episode 2 of Two Black Girls Talking. Our first convo today is going to be how'd your parents royally mess you up? The good, the bad, the ugly. What they do?
So, for me, I think the biggest, like, I don't want to say, like, my mom messed me up, but my biggest character flaw, I think, is that I'm too chill about things. Like, I'm too relaxed. Like, things that should piss me off, don't. Things that should make me upset, don't. Things that, like, I should feel some type of way about, I just don't. Like, I'm a very, okay, that happened, moving on now type of person, which, like, emotionally doesn't, I'm not emotionally there for a lot of stuff. Like, stuff as serious as, like, death. Like, when people die, it felt like, if it was, like, what's a good example? If my mom died, of course, I'd be an emotional wreck. If my dad died, emotional wreck. Devastated. Anything happened to my kids, those I would have natural reactions to. But don't get upset. If you were to die.
Damn. I felt that going that way. Kevin, hitting you with it. What's up?
If you were to die, I'd probably, like, cry about it for a day.
You know,
and that would be the end of it.
That's fine.
I would be sad, and I would, like, every now and then I might, we, like, you know, think of something that, like, I would want to call you for and then realize I can't, and I, it would make me sad, but, like, I would not be, like, huge emotional wreck. I would probably go to work the next day.
Damn. Wow.
I'm very,
like, I'm not upset about it, but shit, like, you said that out loud. Like, I heard that entire sentence you just said. Wow.
But
okay.
That, not to, again, like, I'm not, like, it's not that I don't care. I just, I'm very good at compartmentalizing my emotions.
I know, but it's just that you said that out loud. I mean, if you died, I'd be sad.
I'm not saying, like, I don't care.
But also, like, I still gotta cook dinner. I don't know what you want from me.
It's been, I'm, you see? You see? Like,
wow.
It's terrible. Fine. And I wish I could be more emotional about things. Or, like, I do, though. Because, like, even when Mike does, like, really cute things for me or, like, really nice stuff for me, like, he wants me to be very, like, oh, my God, babe, you're so great. Here, embrace me. Let me love you. Blah, 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 blah. I'm literally just going to be like, oh, babe, thank you. And thing, we're going to keep it moving.
That whole thing just made my skin itch. No, like, that's sad because, like, I'm more emotional than you and I'm not an emotional person.
Exactly.
It's like, ew.
Like, you are one of the most emotionally detached people I've ever met in my life. But even I am, like, on a worse scale than you.
Which is bad. Okay.
I would cry more.
No, you don't have to keep you don't have to keep explaining that. It's fine. Because the truth is, like, if you died, I would be upset, distraught. Like, people would have to console me. Because I'd be like, no, you don't understand. She's not here anymore. But I probably would only be like that, like, for the weekend. So you would need one day, I would need two. Just because I'm a little bit more emotional than you. But then afterwards, you'd be like, well, I mean, I still, like, Netflix isn't going to pay for itself. So we got
to
keep it moving.
Exactly. Like, life, no matter what happens to you, life is going to keep moving. If you keep standing still in whatever moment was supposed to make you emotional, shit's gonna go to shit. So, like,
wow. So we have your mom to blame for that.
Honestly, I think so, because my mom, like, not in a bad way though. So, like, my mom isn't like, okay, but she is a little on the
every time you try to clean it up, it sounds worse.
My mom has always taught me to just keep it moving. Something happens, keep it moving. Something broke, fix it, keep it moving. You had a bad day, tomorrow's a new one. So, like, she's always instilled in me to keep moving forward. Don't dwell on whatever is happening at that moment. You just keep pushing and life is going to continue on. And I think I just took that to an extreme.
She's like, no, I didn't want you to, like, no, you can stop pushing now.
Like, now you stop. You can pause. It's okay to feel things. But no, I don't. No.
See, I think that part of me comes from my dad, because he just, I've seen my dad cry once. It was when my aunt passed away, which was, of course, his sister. That's a very devastating moment. But literally, other than that, like, no.
The first time I ever saw my dad cry was at his grandpa's funeral, and seeing him cry made me cry.
There you go.
Because I've never seen a tear drop from, I've never seen that man's eyes water. Like, it, to see him crying, it just made me so emotional. Like, I'm so sorry, you're hurting, daddy.
I was like, I don't know how to fix this. How do we fix it?
What can I do? You tell me, please.
So, like, my dad is super detached. And the best way I can explain it is that my dad is kind of like a cat. If you don't bother him, he won't bother you. And if he likes you, he'll come out of his den. He'll talk to you. Y'all can laugh. He's going to go back and watch his finance shows. That's his thing. Meanwhile, my mom is a puppy. She's very like, hi, hi, yes. Who are you? Let's hang out. Let's do this. Let's do that. What do you like? I like that. Let's.
But I love your mom. She's
everyone's cheerleader. I love her so much to the point where it's like, I always have those two personality parts fighting inside of me. So it's like I meet new people. And I'm like, I want to be friends with you. I do. But on the other hand, like, don't talk to me.
Oh, God, I felt that.
I want to be friendly. I promise. But just, like, back
I want up. Friends so bad. But the second somebody tries to talk to me, I'm like, wait, abort mission. Abort mission.
It's always like, oh, my God, we should hang out sometime. Don't you dare text my phone with that bullshit. I don't want to hang out.
I know I said it, but I didn't.
I didn't mean it. We're supposed to just run into each other, like, once every 8 months and say that. Oh, and then
damn.
Never hang
we
out.
Never hung out that one time.
Remember, we were supposed to get that cup of coffee, even though you didn't even drink coffee. Remember, we were supposed to do that? We ain't do that. The other way my mom messed me up, though, and this is completely on her, is I'm afraid of dolls.
Robin, you don't tell me stuff like that. Because you will wake up with a Barbie
while
in
you're
your
an
face.
Ass. Not even, okay, so it's not Barbie dolls. It's specifically the American Girls collector dolls. And this is why. So when I, no, because you're looking at me like I'm crazy. I promise it's going to make sense in a little bit.
Okay.
When I was younger, I used to have full-on conversations in my sleep. My mom would be convinced that someone was in there with me. So, of course, like a good parent, she's like, who the hell? It's just me.
You mean like how you keep waking up every morning swearing we have conversations
yes!
that didn't take place?
Yes. It's like, she'll come in and be like, and I'm like, and go back to sleep. So it's fine. But sometimes she wouldn't come bother me. She would just stand in the doorway. So I just see this creepy black figure. I think it's a demon. And I'm like, all right, I can't call out to my parents and the demon gonna go get them. And I really gotta pee, but I'm gonna hold it and just die, I guess. But like, we're not gonna call out to them because they gotta be safe. You know, I was very selfless
as a
child.
Sweet.
I know, I wouldn't do that shit now. I'm gonna call out to somebody. Y'all gonna help me for this. But then it's also like, and in my brain, the demon and the dolls were related. So I would put, they all had little scarves, and I would put the scarves over their eyes so they couldn't stare at me in my sleep because obviously that's where their power is. And do you know this woman would come into my room when I was asleep and fix the scarves on the dolls?
Did she know why you were doing
that? No, she didn't.
Then that's probably why. Sure. She probably thought her child was a psychopath because she's blindfolding all of her dolls.
I would, like, turn them away from me. And, like, I was just a really messy child. She was always, like, just fixing things.
Mm-hmm.
So she would just do it. And, like, it took me years to tell her, do you know I'm terrified of dolls? She's like, oh, that was me. Don't you casually say that that was you. I'm terrified. I can't watch Child's Play, that Chucky movie. Hell nah. Annabelle, get the fuck out of here.
Okay,
no.
Annabelle, no. Chucky is funny.
I don't know. I'm not watching it. No. Because I fully believe that that shit's fucking possible. And then Toy Story don't make it no better because I know when we're not looking, all them bitches coming to life.
I know.
I'm not dealing with
well,
it.
You are not scared to watch Toy Story.
I'm not scared to watch Toy Story, but it feeds into it in my mind, my crazy lady mind. I'm like, no, of course dolls come to life when we're asleep. How do you know the good ones from the bad ones, though? Because Lotso, we thought he was a good bear, and he wasn't.
You know,
tried to kill everybody, so how do you know?
All I'm saying is I do believe that Chucky is either on Netflix or Hulu.
I'm not
watching
it.
And we
watching
it tonight.
No, we not.
I'm
not watching it.
This is not a conversation.
You're going to be so mad when you see me with my headphones in and I'm watching Archer on my phone because I'm not doing it.
Don't make me have MJ hide your shit. Neither one of us were going to be able to find it.
Damn it. But, you know, those are just some ways in how we're a little,
But you probably shouldn't have waited years to tell your mom
how do you casually bring up to your parent,
hey,
there's
mom.
A demon in my room and it's messing with the dolls, and then it didn't help. My grandma 1 year got all her grandkids fucking Furbies for Christmas.
But Furbies were cute.
No. But here's the thing, though. Furbies, there's really no off switch unless you, like, take the batteries off for the OG models.
Yes.
And it went in the bottom of my toy chest. So that means one night, in the middle of the night, I moved and all you hear is... because the batteries are dying. But in my mind, the demon is hungry. And you know what it likes to eat? Little chubby black girls.
with pigtails. That's what it fucking likes. I'm not doing it. No, I'm not. I refuse. Also, let me tell you another way my parents mess all their kids up. Actually, there's four of us. You've been in our house, so we have a long hallway, and then there's a long mirror at the end of it, and that's how you get into the bedrooms and come out the bathroom. You know, every one of my dad's kids is terrified of that mirror.
Why?
Because, okay, we used to have a black couch at the end of the hallway when you come out the room to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And in the dark, with no lights on, it looks like someone is just sitting on the couch, hanging over the arm, waiting on your ass. So you have to then get out, but you don't want to turn on the lights because you're considerate. You don't want to bother nobody. So you now have to
you
bolt.
You guys are the sweetest freaking people.
You have to bolt out your room, into the bathroom, pee, handle your situation, wash your hands. But then when you flush, the flush is loud as hell. So you now have to flush, turn off the lights, and sprint down the hallway again. And while you're sprinting, you damn near run into this mirror. So you either go crack your own skull on the mirror, or you see in the reflection of the demon on the couch waiting for your ass. And then you go to bed. Yep.
So it just sounds like your house was the most modest haunted house ever.
Yes.
They could have used your home for Halloween.
I mean, it's not even that bad. It's just that we were all too busy trying to be polite that someone could have just said something. And on top of that, like, our ice maker is loud as hell. So that's going on in the middle of the night. And then anytime you, like, close my bathroom door, the way the air pressure is in the house, it makes my room door open wider if it's already open. So in my mind, the ghost is just having a fucking field day in my shit.
So we need a handyman.
Honestly, a can of WD-40 and a nightlight would have fixed 90% of my problems. And then later on, my dad was like, how come none of y'all said anything? What do you
Thank
mean?
Thank you. That is my point. Why didn't any of you speak
because
up?
As a kid, how do you go up to your dad, the adult? First of all, I was somewhat terrified of my father anyway, which is stupid because he never did anything mean. But literally, I'd have to bother him. And I hate bothering people. It means I have to bother my dad in the middle of watching Susie Orman and go, Papa. Please. There's a demon in my room. For him to then look at me and go, what the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, in the morning, when you guys are all having breakfast, or like right before you go to school, like, hey, dad, by the way, at nighttime, that mirror kind of reflects a little bit and it makes it look like there's someone sitting on the couch.
But
it's very weird. Can we move the mirror or the couch?
We're having this conversation as I am now a logical, forward-thinking 24-year-old. But I was a scared as shit, 8-year-old.
With a mouth.
With I had a mouth, but I was an 8-year-old. And as an 8-year-old, your brain does not go, oh, it's just the couch.
You see,
your brain says, that's a demon.
You know what? But I kind of understand that, though, because as a child, I watched the movie 13 Ghosts, and I couldn't walk down a hallway. I'm gonna be honest with you. I still have to turn on the light to walk down the hallway sometimes because I swear to God, that lady is just gonna pop up, or the dude with the cage on his head is just gonna kind of kill me.
No, even better. Because my parents made horrible decisions about what shows let us watch. Like, I grew up on Law and Order and Special Victims Unit and Criminal Intent. So you either get raped or you get brutally decapitated. That's one or the other. Never both. 6 years old watching that shit, by the way. My older brother, he watched every horror movie known to man with my dad. Half the time my dad fell asleep, my brother would finish it. Uh-huh. He's terrified of the movie Candyman. Do you know that the Candyman took a flight and happened to be in the same airplane as my brother? He was sitting behind my brother did not know, and he said all he heard was that man's voice and immediately was like, we can't sit in this row. That is a grown man. Let's see, if my sister's 32, that means my brother must be 36, pushing 38. That's a grown man. He has 3 kids of his own. He's still not fucking with it. Nah. It's done.
But you know what? I can kind of understand that, though, because, yeah. I saw that movie when I was, we'll say 8 or 9 years old. I'm 24. Still can't walk down hallways without half feeling like there's a demon on my back just waiting for me to fuck up and look back.
The phone because the light, you're like, okay, I'm not scared, I'm just texting, relax.
See, but here's the thing, Mike does not walk around anytime at night without his flashlight on, and it's so annoying. But it got to the point where I had to ask him, like, yo, are you scared of the dark? Like, be honest with me, are you scared of the dark? Because he literally can't do anything in the house without turning on his flashlight. And we got iPhones now, so
these are fucking LEDs on this bitch. Yeah, no, just blinding people.
You know, honestly, I slept with a nightlight probably up until middle school. Maybe a little bit into middle school. Whatever. And now I sleep with TV on.
You know what? I'm slightly judging you, so we're gonna wrap it up.
I had a Princess Tiana nightlight. I was hype as hell. We finally had a black princess. When was that? High school? Judge me.
I don't even care. It is what it is.
Okay. Well, you know what? You were happy and proud of you and who you are and still comfortable in your skin. So, boo-boo, do you, okay?
It's fine. But anyways.
Oh. We're going to do one more short break and then we'll move on to the main topic today of why are we so insecure when we know we are fine as hell. We'll be right back, guys. All right, guys, welcome back. So in the second half of our marathon here, we are going to be talking about why we're so fucking pretty, but yet we are so full of insecurities.
Oh, you're looking at me, so that's my turn. Awesome. So I think just a lot of my insecurities stem from the fact that I never thought that I was the pretty girl in my girl group of friends, because everyone else was always like, lighter than me or skinnier than me, or like dudes would come and be friends with me and then be like, yeah, so about your fine ass friends, like, that's really,
I hate that.
That's so rude of you, because I'm over here also being attractive, but as my mother would say, they could not appreciate the beauty that I was when I was younger. And I also like hung out with the worst group of people to try to find somebody. High school was an awkward time for me, but that's not the point. But also a lot of my insecurities, I think, are just like learned self-hating behaviors. Mm-hmm. Like how in the African-American community, if you have lighter skin, you're considered to be prettier and more attractive. If you're mixed, so you have the pretty eyes and like the really curly hair, and I look like I'm Harriet Tubman's direct descendant. Like, I got the thickest, nappiest, I mean, I've broken so many combs. This is why I don't try, because like, it's not worth it. Too many combs have died in the battle for me to try to have an even part. And, like, I'm just brown. And, like, how no one, like, besides that one Mint Condition song, Pretty Brown Eyes, I've never heard a song where it's, like, the chocolate pools that were her. Like, no, everybody likes blue eyes or green eyes or what, Michael Ealy eyes or whatever the hell the damn color is.
But those are really pretty.
They're gorgeous. But, like, growing up, I saw very few people who looked like me that were, like, look how beautiful she is. And then on top of that, I'm, like, thick or fat, whatever the word you prefer to use. So it's like, now I'm dark and I'm nappy and my jeans never last because my thighs rub together. Then I get with people and they cheat on me, and every time they cheat on me with somebody, that person's always skinnier than me or lighter than me. And I'm like, well, why? Then I get mad because I never would have thought that person was cute. Like, they look like crackheads to me, just a little bit.
What,
you know, one of them personally.
Yeah.
All right, we not gonna talk about it.
We not.
Anyways, so that's where mine comes from, because all of my friends, none of the people I surrounded myself with looked like me, and then I didn't see people in the media that I was ingesting looking like me. And on top of that, like, my mom, she was always really heavy set, so she has all this, like, always on a diet, always need to lose weight. So in my mind, it's like, well, the size I am isn't okay, because I look the way I perceive my mom would have looked at my age. And she's on a diet and she needs to lose weight. So I'm on a diet because I need to lose weight. So then you just learn to hate everything about you. Then when you get with someone, like Jesus is always like, babe, you're so fucking gorgeous. I'm like, are you? Because you're blind. You literally have glasses. You can't fucking see. That's the problem. He's like, even if I had 20/20 vision, I could still see. Shut the fuck up. Because you don't know what you're talking about. But like, on the other hand, it's weird though, because I will also be the first one to tell someone, like, but I'm also fine as fuck, so I don't understand why you wilding out on me.
I was about to say, but you also boast about how beautiful you are and how fine you are and how you pull in everybody.
I mean, like,
and can we just talk on about the point of, no matter what job you've had, someone, if not everyone, at your job is trying to be your side piece, your main piece, your only squeeze. They're trying to be in your life so you can love them.
I don't have...
You don't have a comeback for that, because shut the fuck up.
Anyway. Damn.
Like, yes, you are on the thicker side, but you also have a beautiful ass face, so... And yes, you might have nappy hair, but
if you tried, you could comb that shit out. I promise you.
I did something to it, but I won't.
But it's like, because me and you both have the same texture of hair. Like, mine is really bullshit. Thick. Girl. Put your, try to put, I dare you no, to try to put your hands. No, but it's not even the thickness.
Like, I dare you. You have an actual curl pattern. My shit is zigzag, zigzag, circle, zigzag to the left.
Baby, there is product in my hair right now. That's why you see these tight but ass curls. But even
product don't do that to my hair.
You not using my stuff then. Have you tried, or did you just try one, it didn't work, and no, you moved the fuck on?
I tried like 7, but then at that point, I was broke. It's expensive to be a naturalista.
I feel like you're lying.
Why would I lie about that?
Because I don't know. We're
trying to have an honest conversation. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, but when you like, I'm just this kind of off topic, but when you're trying to like curl up your hair, are you like soaking the shit and then putting the stuff in it? Or are you just putting the stuff in your hair and expecting it to curl?
No. I'll take the shower or whatever. Like, I'll do like a wash, and I try to always use cold water so it doesn't like burn out the whatever the fuck. I read it online somewhere. Use cold water, not hot water. Then after that, I do, I normally do twist outs just because those were the few things that took to my hair better. Then we put the product on it. Then we put the scarf on it. Then we go to bed. Okay, then we wake up and pray.
See, I achieved this by wetting my hair. Don't do nothing else. Put the product on it, and then put a hair dryer to it so that it stays like this. So I, like I'm saying, like I feel like we've just been doing it wrong.
You know what's weird? And this is so still off topic. The prettiest curls I've ever had was when I was going through something emotionally, and I decided to dye my hair purple. And whatever, like the combination of the chemicals and the bleach, and then the hair dye, gave me the cutest little Shirley tint. They left immediately once I washed it out, but it was beautiful while it was in there.
I was about to say, and the only way I can get my hair to curl up is also if I wash it, if I co-wash it. That's the only way I can get my curls. Like, if I just wash it with shampoo, my hair actually mats up.
See,
the only thing I'm gonna get it to loosen up is
I don't even have enough hair to co-wash right now. We're still growing it out.
I was about to say, well, we've also shaved our head completely bald, so
you know I'm trying not to do it again. Sam will be so mad.
I'm also fighting the urge to cut my
hair. No, I'm also
off.
Fighting the urge to fight several people every day of my life. I'm just like, look at me again, let's go.
But going back on topic, so my insecurities are honestly like the flip side of yours. In my group of friends, I was always the super skinny girl that everybody was always literally taking their hands, wrapping them around my waist, and touching their fucking fingers.
Goals.
And like, when I was in elementary school, like, I kind of got picked on a bit because, like, my nose was really wide for my face at that time. And because, like, I, like, destroyed my hair. Like, I had really nice, long, pretty hair. And then because everybody else around me was getting perms and stuff, people were making fun of me because my hair was still nappy.
God damn it.
So then I got a perm, and then half my freaking hair fell out. And well, let me not, I'm exaggerating a bit, but like my hair wasn't as thick as it was before. My hair wasn't as long as it was before. I lost at least like a good 4 inches. Like, yeah.
Your mama should have beat whoever the fuck that stylist was that put it in your head. Or was it your mama? Because you can't
No.
Her.
She took me to a hair salon, and I don't think it was the lady's fault. I think my hair just, at that point, I was like in the 5th grade.
I mean, 4 inches of loss. You know what? Neither here nor there. Carry on.
I think more of it was just like, because she also had like trim my hair and all that. So it wasn't just like the perm that took the hair out, but like, and then like even into middle school, especially when I moved down here to Florida, it's just like all the black girls were thick. I was built like a little boy. So I also was like, I don't want to say made fun of, but people always like exaggerated my skinniness. Like, I was a walking toothpick, and people would literally tell me, like, I will never forget this. Like, my best friend in middle school told me, "You look sick."
Damn.
So like, I have constantly been downed on about how small I am. And the only thing I ever had that was positive on me was the fact that I had a nice size cup. So like, my boobs were very nice once they came in, to the point that my nickname in middle school was Silicone, because they just looked that nice. And like, I remember one day I was hanging at my friend's house, and I was changing because we were like going to the swimming pool or something. I don't know. But I took my bra off, like under my clothes or whatever, and my boobs didn't move. I immediately became show and tell for everybody, because she went around and showed everybody the fact that
my boobs are sitting in the exact same place as they were. Not like nude or anything. I had a shirt on, but like she was just like lifting up the bottom of my boob and then like letting it fall, but it didn't move.
I'm not saying that you probably should have punched that girl in her throat, but
I mean, again, this was the one positive. This is the one positive thing that anyone has ever said about me. So like when you're constantly being talked about for the things that you're insecure about and someone is praising you for something that's all like someone has only ever said anything good, you just run with it because now someone's finally saying something nice about me and how I look. And then even with my hair, like I stopped getting perms and it was still like at least like shoulder length, but like I had that hair that is like 2 seconds in the sun and puffball. So then I became frizzy Lauren, frizzy skinny Lauren. And then, like I said, like in high school, people were constantly talking about the fact that I was so skinny. And same as you, I was not the attractive one in my group of friends. All the light-skinned ones always had attention. All the ones with the big booties got attention. I was just the friend that was tagging along. Like, but it's also weird because I cannot remember a time where I didn't have a boyfriend.
Bruh. Been talking to somebody since I started talking to people. I've remembered consistently maybe 2 months of my life where I've been single. Like, actually single. Nobody in my back pocket. Nobody coming over to the house. None of that.
I can't remember a time like that. I've always been either talking to someone or I've always had a boyfriend. I don't think there has been a time in my life where I was not involved in somebody's life. Like, in a romantic type of way. Which kind of ties into, like, the same with you. Like, how you always downing how you look, but then will turn around 2 seconds later and call yourself fine as hell. Like, it's the same thing with me. Like, I'm constantly feeling insecure about the way I look and how my pictures come out. Because, like, I'm taking a picture expecting to look like I have weight on me when clearly I don't. So, like, when I look at the picture, I take the picture, and it doesn't look how I want it, I automatically perceive this as ugly.
Do you think any of the girls that were the pretty girls in our friend group know that they were the pretty girls in our friend group?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no clue.
Because I bet you we're all just running around like, oh my God.
I'm ugly.
Her tits are so nice. Look how smooth her skin is. Look at her thighs. They don't touch. Like, I bet everybody's just running around doing that shit. And we're all dumbass going, why can't we look like Karen?
See, because like, even with us, like in our friendship, we're constantly talking about how we need to find a doctor that would be willing to transfer some fat from Robin.
Robin.
We're constantly trying to find a doctor that would transfer fat from Robin and put it into me without me dying. And then I also have another friend who's ready to get in on the surgery because she could also take some of Robin's thighs. Because she can also take some of Robin's thighs and put it in her booty. Like, if only that was something that we could do without me and the other friend dying because our blood types don't match. Like, it would be great. But sadly, that's not something that can happen. And when it comes to the type of insecurities that I think, like, we hold, it just comes to a point where you just have to learn to love you. Now, like, last year, I did start a nice little self-love journey where I started to just accept myself the way I look. And honestly, I think that's really, I think it's the only way that you can go about it.
I mean, I have to admit that I've been doing better because lately it's like, oh my God, I used to want color eye contact so bad. And I know I'll give my parents, especially my mom, she never let me get them. I think her thing was more so health concerns, but I'm glad she didn't because it made me like, look at my eyes. Mm-hmm. These are mine. I'll have them the rest of my life. And now I'm like, brown eyes is the shit. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. And, like, I'm so over light skin versus dark skin versus da da da. Like, we's all black.
They're killing all of us, honestly. We're all black and we're all beautiful.
Like, and we're all getting shot. So, let's just...
In the eyes of the men's with the weapons, we all look the same.
Yeah, so it doesn't even matter. It's fine. And I do think that, like, I will say that being with the boy, it helps just because, like, with... the cycle one, it's always competing for attention between me and some other girl and this person and that person. I used to date XYZ model. Like, no, you probably fucking didn't, and also who gives a shit. But versus with him, he's just like, you're so pretty. Like, he'll literally just stop and stare at me. I'm like, are you
okay,
Nikki? You good? He's like, I'm sorry, I forgot how pretty you are. I'm like, you just saw me though, like yesterday. You got pictures of me on your phone, how you forget? I just don't Oh, my little love muffin. I love him. He's so wonderful.
Ew. You're so gross. Anyway.
Shut the fuck up.
And, like, the same thing with Mike. Like, he showers me with affection and loves and kisses. And, like, I know that he's attracted to me. I know that he loves the way that I look. And I know that he has absolutely no problem with the shape I am. But, like, one of these days, I'm going to see myself the way he does. It's going to take some time for me to get to that point, but it will happen eventually.
You know, it's just dawned on me, and it's really crazy. I just realized that I don't even want to look cute for him. I want to look cute for other girls, and not even in a sexual way. Just, like, they don't look at me.
You,
rude. I just don't want them looking at me and be like, look at her. Making all women look bad. Like, I want them looking at me and be like, yeah, look at me. I'm doing great. Look at my posture. My tits sit up so high. My these are my natural lips. I don't even inject these bad boys. Just, And look at this ass. This beautiful, fabulous ass.
Like, if I don't... Okay, I know none of you can see Janae, but literally... When I tell you, if she would just get some confidence in herself and take some photos, she could be one of them Instagram baddies.
Okay, and then here's the thing. You guys don't see Danny over here. You don't know.
Oh, but shit. I just
it's
paused
It's fine. I don't care. You don't see Danny or Lauren. Whatever name pops out, it's fine. She is absolutely beautiful. If you actually go to our Twitter page, I put up some pictures of us so you guys could, like, rate us yourselves. I hope you know that no matter what number you give me, I'm still assigning myself a 10.2 because, bitch, I'm bad. Anyway,
you see, the fact that you felt the need to correct people before they rate you just says that you're expecting low numbers, and I want to punch you in the throat
right
now.
Shut the fuck up. I don't know, because it's like, I understand that I'm not everybody's cup of tea, but, like, I'm my own personal shot of whiskey. But that's also, I'm an alcoholic, and I can't help
that. I was going to say, I love how you jump from tea to whiskey, well, but we're just not going to talk about
that. It is what it is, but that's my thing. Like, I've gotten into the habit where it's like, if I downplay myself too much, then my other personality will kick in and go, bitch, the fuck? Stop it. People can hear you. And when they hear you say that, then they say that about you, and then people think that it's okay, and it's not. You know why? Because you're beautiful. And God doesn't make mistakes, although I do believe he makes questionable decisions, but I don't know his master plan. Not in the cards for me to know.
And I also kind of feel the same. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I started a self-love journey at some point last year. And so far, I've been doing a lot more to even just make myself feel pretty. Like, getting my nails done, getting my eyebrows done, which need to be tamed, actually.
Bruh.
You didn't even have to do me like
I meant
that.
Me.
Nah,
I
don't think you did, but I don't think
First of all, you barely have any eyebrow to tame. Let's get that.
Why would you say something so hurt?
No.
You know what? In one of my YouTube videos, my brother literally commented under, just like, where are your eyebrows? And now ever since then, I'm just like, can you see my eyebrows? Are they there?
My mom is the same way, though. She'll religiously go to my cousin to get her eyebrows done. And me and my cousin always laugh at her, like, but you don't have eyebrows. Miss Whoopi Goldberg over here, like, please stop it. There's nothing to tame, but she always finds, like, one imaginary hair. Right,
that needs to be removed.
She's not satisfied till it's waxed off.
Wow. I mean, I guess that's me then, since I don't have eyebrows.
No, you have eyebrows.
No, you just said I don't.
No, I see them.
No, you're lying.
Boom,
you're lying.
Touch them, but that's in the base.
You almost poked me in my eyeball. That's
you're
not
right,
my eyebrow.
These acrylics are long.
But anyway, but yeah, I've been doing things to, like, make myself feel more pretty. Like, getting my nails done, getting my hair done. Let my hair done. Have I got my... Yeah, getting my hair done. Getting my eyebrows done. Caring more about my appearance when I leave the house. So, like, not dressing like a bum all the time. Like, I know my man finds me beautiful, but I should probably represent him well when we're out and not look like he picked me up off of the street and he's here to buy me food because I'm homeless.
No, Lauren, not a charity case.
I'm just like, girl. I used to walk out of the house, hair looking nappy, with some big ass basketball shorts on and a shirt that's got holes in it. And
you mean the way that you left the house earlier with me to get food?
Also, I stayed in the car, so...
Somebody saw you walk to that car.
I don't give a fuck about my neighbors.
Damn. We care about people outside of this neighborhood who can see us.
I'm still convinced that my neighbor is whooping that ass, so, like...
Okay, so after this, we should call the authorities to go ahead and let them know there's a pending case across the fucking hallway.
But I also told you that the police did show up one time, and they didn't answer the door.
He is still there, though.
That is true.
You know what? We'll do the neighbor chronicles another day. the moral of the story is, if you have insecurities, no matter what they're rooted in, just remember that at the end of the day, this is your body. This is your face, your eyes, and that's going to be the body, face, and eyes you have the rest of your life. You might as well go ahead and love it, because whoever loves you loves it just the way it is. And if they don't love it just the way it is, fuck them. Like, no, don't literally have sex with them, but, like, just don't listen to the things that they say. And if you're single, enjoy that process, enjoy that journey, and love yourself, because you can't love somebody else until you love yourself. Boom. Well, this has been fun, as always, but it's getting late.
And we hope you guys enjoyed this, and we've officially set up our social media handles, so you can follow us or like our page on Facebook under Two Black Girls Talking, and then we are also on Twitter.
We are on Twitter as Robin and Danny. That's RobynAndDani.
Go follow us,
please.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Boing.